I'm at protest, alhamdulillah. But also we have to start to think about, in honestly, in the context of Western Muslims, we saw what happened in the UK, where immediately the far right labeled the actions of that of a Muslim. We saw the reaction. We saw people that even we thought were allies of the community coming out and attacking us, attacking our people. In the United States, we're constantly under pressure from different sort of layers of the world. And then we see internationally with the public slaughter of people in Gaza, the open execution of people who clearly these executions violate basic international agreed upon human rights. And we see that Muslim leadership, Muslim political leadership is silent. It can feel like a very difficult moment. But it's perfectly acceptable to feel that way because you can be upset and angered by the test of Allah, but not anger at the hukum of Allah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Qibla wasn't being changed, Allah says, "Qad nara taqalluba wajhika fi as-sama'." We see you keep looking at up to see when the Qibla will be changed. "Sallawalliyannaka qiblatan tardaha," soon will turn you to a Qibla that will make you happy. That means before he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy with having to pray that direction. But when the command came, he, alhamdulillah, he changed. So we see here that it's okay if you speak Arabic, it's easy to have anger and to be sad and disturbed with al-maqdur, but not to be angry and sad with al-qadir. It's okay to be angry and sad with al-muqdi, what's been decreed in our lives as tests and challenges that contradict the Sharia, but we should never be upset with the one who, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who decrees those things, which is Allah. I say that and I have to jump off because one of the things that I think I want to encourage us to think about are really the following areas.